everybody. Welcome back to Keeping It Real, the Vancouver and area real estate podcast that aims to cut through all the nonsense that you hear about real estate in this town. My goodness, everybody has an opinion, but the facts are the facts, and I try hard to present the facts on this podcast. My name is Jackie McCarnan, and I will be your host for Keeping It Real. I am a North Vancouver-based residential realtor and a philanthropist. I started a nonprofit called North Van Cares. And you can always find information about North Van Cares on northvancares.com. I always try to throw in a little disclaimer to make my managing broker happy. Anything you hear on this podcast is my opinion based on research and experience. I research all of the topics that I talk about on the podcast, and I do make room for the fact that there are different ways to interpret the data. If you have a different opinion from what you hear here, I am absolutely always excited to hear about it, and we could talk about it. In fact, depending on who you are, you could even come on the podcast and talk about it. I think it's great to give people different viewpoints. So again, if you do have different viewpoint from what you hear here, let's get together and chat and show people. On today's episode, as promised last week, I'm going to present some questions that buyers have when they are buying real estate, particularly here in the Lower Mainland. I am obviously going to miss a ton of questions that people have. I mean, people have the weirdest questions, and I'm actually going to add some of the strangest questions I have received when somebody is buying either one of the properties I'm selling or one of my buyers have asked. I promise that part's going to be super fun, so wait to the end of the episode and you will get the good parts. But for now, I am just going to answer some of the most common questions that buyers have, and they're pretty consistent. So, and I'm going to add in a couple of things too that I would ask if I were a buyer. As with last week's episode, I just Googled buyer's questions for buying real estate in British Columbia, but I also didn't pick the first one this time, so I dug into it a little deeper. Alrighty, let's get into it. First question is, what is the process for buying real estate in Vancouver? This is an interesting question, and I think that depending on your realtor, you're going to get different answers. But for the most part, if somebody calls me up and says, I am interested in buying something, the very number one first thing I say to them is, have you spoken to a mortgage broker? If you haven't spoken to a mortgage broker, how do you know how much money you have to spend? How much you need to put down? How do you know if the revenue from the property is going to be counted as part of your mortgage? I don't know. There are 50 million questions that need to be answered. Actually, there are like 4 questions that need to be answered before you start actually looking for a place. But once you do speak to your mortgage broker, you give me a call or you call in a realtor. And don't get me wrong, you can call a realtor and then call a mortgage broker. That works too. Just before you start really seriously looking, you definitely need to talk to the mortgage broker. Otherwise, you might be looking at stuff that costs too much or you might be undervaluing. Who knows, right? So anyway, that's the first thing I tell everybody, just talk to a mortgage broker. And the second thing is you talk to me and or your realtor and you give them, you give us, you give me whatever, whoever. You give me a list of things that your place absolutely must have. So let's say you're looking for a home for your family and the very minimum you need is 3 bedrooms. So we, you know, you tell me I need something between 3 and 4, 3 and 5 bedrooms with 2 to 3 bathrooms, maybe on 2 levels, maybe it has to have a suite. Lots of different ways for us to look up whether something has a suite, but the best way as a realtor for finding those things is to look for more than one kitchen, because a lot of times suites are not registered. And we can talk about that another time, but just so you know. Anyway, so you send me your top 5 must-haves and your top 5 would like to have or really wish I could have in my home or hope that I could add to my home at some point. And I take off and start to look for places that fit that criteria. You also tell me which area you're looking in. I mean, it's no good for me to send you a bunch of places in North Van if you really want New West, right? So with regard to the process of buying a home, first thing is talk to the mortgage broker. I wonder if I've reiterated that enough to you. Second thing is to let me know what you're looking for, because I want to drill this down. I don't want you and I to be going to 400 different places, even though every single place we go to either encourages or eliminates that sort of listing. So after I send you a bunch of listings, you start to get the idea of what you're looking for. And incidentally, when I first send you a listing, I also send you a map on how to read the listing so that you know exactly what to look for. So if you're looking for a condo, for example, and you want to make sure that it is not on leased land, I show you on the map where to look for that, because sometimes we can't eliminate some of the things in the search. So I make sure that you have all of the information you need in order to make an informed choice about what you want to take a look at. Once you choose a few places to look at, you and I usually go together. If that's possible, I can either book a showing or we go to an open house. We take a look at the place. You decide if you love it or not. And in some cases, I mean, I've had this happen a couple of times where the very first place we've looked at is the place that we buy. Anyway, once you decide, I get all the information about that place. So if it's a house, I get all the information I can glean on the home, on the homeowner even. If it's a condo, I start digging through the strata docs to make sure that there isn't a ton of stuff coming up that's going to cost you a fortune later. You know, this is all part of the process and it's part of my process. Other agents might do it differently, but that's basically what happens when you tell me that you would like to buy a home. I think there's probably more questions that are going to lead into the next part of this. So please hold. So, the next question in this article that I'm reading is, how much is a home in British Columbia? And what do they say? Because that's kind of funny. What a weird question. Let's see. The prices and home availability have changed dramatically since 2021. Well, that's true. So they're saying that the average cost of a home in BC is $900,000. But look, like I've told you guys before, statistics are weird, because if you take all of the homes in British Columbia and average out the cost of a single family home, it might be $900,000. But if you were going to take just Vancouver average for homes, and that's all homes, so that includes from a studio apartment all the way up to a mansion, and obviously there are more studio and one bedroom apartments than there are mansions, but that average cost is $1.2 million. So how much does a home cost in British Columbia is such an odd general question that it doesn't really have an answer. If you want to know how much generally homes are in the area that you're interested in, then we can dig into that. And I will do that. Happy to do that. That's super fun stuff to look at. I like the statistics. That's kind of my thing. Data. I like the data. Alrighty. Question number three is actually a pretty good question. How much are property taxes in British Columbia? So I can only really tell you what it is in Vancouver. It's $2.69 for every $1,000 worth of asset value. So I'm not going to do the math on that, because I am just not great at that fast math that people do in their heads, but you guys can figure it out. Property values differ between municipalities. So if you're in a municipality with a ton of amenities and lots of good roads, your property values might be a little bit higher, your property tax might be a little bit higher. Property tax is gauged, or it's set on a number of different factors, and including home value. And as we know, home value has gone up quite a bit in the last couple of years. So in order to get a good answer to this question, again, you have to be very specific. How much are the taxes on this house that we're looking at? Those are really important things to learn when you're looking at listings. And again, I have that circled in my listing map, my buyer's map. So it's a good question, though, for sure. Oh, these guys are on a roll, because the next question is a good one, too. What is the minimum down payment for a home in BC? I think this is Canada-wide, but it's 5%. However, if you put 5% down on a home, because of our prices, your monthly payments on your mortgage are going to be really high, and you have to qualify for that monthly payment, and you have to pass the stress test And if you put 5% down, you have to pay mortgage insurance with CMHC, which is Canadian Mortgage and Housing Corporation. So 5% down is not a clever financial, or as my dad would say, fiscally responsible decision. So yes, 5% down is the minimum you can put down, but it doesn't make a lot of sense to put 5% down unless you have money making you a ton of money somewhere else. I don't know. That's a financial planner conversation. Ooh, another good question. Should I get a home inspection before I buy a home? I will say absolutely 100% get a home inspection. Even if it's a new place. And if you listen to the home inspector episode that we had on Keeping It Real a couple of weeks ago, or I don't know, a month and a half ago, you will learn why doing an inspection on a new home is just as important as doing one on an older home. I would never allow my clients to buy without an inspection. There was a time a couple years ago before the rescission period where somebody would list a house on Thursday, have open houses Saturday, Sunday, and take offers on Monday, which did not allow for, oh, and it was a huge, like crazy seller's market. So people were making subject-free offers, which means that they were going subject to inspection. So I would work really hard to get my buyer's inspector in there on the Monday before offers were due. Now, this is risky because an inspection costs, you know, anywhere from $500 to, I don't know, lots more than that, depending on the size of the property. So if you pay for an inspection and you find a bunch of stuff that's terrible, and then you don't want to make an offer, you still had to pay for that inspection. Or if you pay for an inspector and you decide not to make an offer, that kind of leaves the door open for other people. I don't know. It's regardless of what happens, you absolutely have to do an inspection. In my opinion, again, not all other agents are going to have the same opinion, but I think it's our job as realtors to protect our clients from what you don't know, you don't know. And you've heard me say that before if you listen to the podcast, but I'm a big believer in the finding out what you don't know, you don't know, because there's a lot of stuff I don't know. Okay, so that kind of ends the list of questions that I found on that page. But there are a couple other things you need to know about buying in British Columbia. So there is a property transfer tax, which is really important to know because you will have to pay it on any home that you buy. Here in BC, the property transfer tax is 1% on the first 200,000, 2% on the next 200,000 to 2 million, and 3% for anything over 2 million. You should also know that some municipalities like West Vancouver have some additional taxes like the school tax, and some places also have the, I think it's a luxury tax, and it's 5% for residential properties over $3 million and 3% for commercial properties. So yeah, that's not nothing. Now, having said that, there are exemptions for the property transfer tax for first-time home buyers, and that has recently been increased. So that's a good one. And there are exemptions for other reasons. So obviously, you really have to have that conversation with your realtor about what taxes are due upon purchase of a new home. It's so important because when I bought my first place in, it was in Whistler, and it was in, I think, 1996. Yeah. So we were absolutely like leveraged right to the absolute max. And we got to the bank and they said, the mortgage broker at the bank, and they said, oh, and the property transfer tax is something like, I don't know what it was, 3,000. I can't remember. I have absolutely no memory of how much it was. But I had to ask my dad for the money because we didn't have any more money and we had no more credit, which was terrifying, right? And obviously not everybody has somebody that they can ask. So you've got to make sure that you know all that before going in. Actually, a really great practice is to have your mortgage broker look over every single property that you are thinking of buying. Now, I don't mean 100, I mean 3. You know, like, how does this one compare to this one? This one has this much tax. This one has a strata fee that's this much. Each property is going to be different because they all have different factors. So having your mortgage broker kind of look over that, and your agent look over that, is going to be really helpful in the purchase of anything new. I think that pretty much wraps up the major questions that buyers have. There are probably lots more that I missed. And if you have any, please send them to me. Happy to look into that for you. And as promised, here are some of the questions that I have been asked either while selling or while touring around with a buyer. So early in my career, I was selling a home that was 115 years old in Hastings Sunrise. And I had several people come through asking me if anybody had died in the home. Now, it's very difficult to find that out. And just FYI, a home where somebody has died recently is a stigmatized property. And I'm very excited to do a podcast on stigmatized properties, but I might save it for Halloween. Anyway, the question, has anyone died here in a house that's super old, over 100 years? I mean, the answer is probably yes. I don't know for sure, but I mean, it's pretty likely. That was one question. Another one that was fully related to that same kind of thing was, I had a buyer with me one time, and not very long ago, and we were walking through a condo and she stopped and she looked at me and she said, "I don't want this." And I said, "Oh, okay, what's the problem?" Because we had whittled down her search to something extremely specific. She looked at me and she said, "This place is haunted. I can't live here." It's like, oh, okay, on to the next then. But people have their own proclivities and they have the things that they want. And that's my job, is to make sure that we get what you want. If you don't want a place that is potentially haunted, then we will not look at places that, you know, could be, I guess. But I'm not here to judge. That's, you know, lots of people have different attitudes about what they want to live in. And then I have an attitude about it as well. So anything you want, we will find. As you know, every week I like to share one of my favorite local haunts, and this week is no different. I want to talk about Boulevard Bistro and Switch Cafe. Okay, so, I mean, I'm going to gain some weight just while I'm talking about this, but if you go for breakfast at Boulevard, they do an eggs benny that is on top of this potato pancake thing rather than a English muffin. And I have to get a half order, otherwise I'm going to be eating for a week. But oh my God, it's spectacular. And like, the place is not very big and it's always full and it's just fantastic. I really enjoy brunch there, but their sandwiches at Switch, which is short for sandwich, obviously, are fantastic. They're in Moodyville. And I just think that if you want to enjoy food the way food should be enjoyed, this is the place to go. Not sure how many of you out there like murder podcasts, but I suspect lots of you do because they are very, very popular. The one I have started listening to is called Lady Killers with Lucy Worsley. And it's so cool because it's basically Victorian women who killed others. And she's English, and she dives into the history of it and, you know, the history of the person. And sometimes they actually go to the place where the person lived. And I find it very interesting. I spend a lot of time in my car as a realtor, so I love to listen to podcasts. And I hope you do too, because this is a podcast too. That's it for me for this week. You can get Keeping It Real on Spotify, or you can head over to my website, northvanhomesales.com, and see all of the episodes under the podcast tab. I also have some pretty cool things on my site. I have a seller's link that will take you to evaluating. You can get a valuation for your home in right away. It's not always 100% accurate, but it's pretty cool. It's a cool tool. And I also have a link for buyers so that you can access all the properties for wherever you're looking. But it's always better to engage the help of a realtor to either sell or buy. And of course, as always, I am here to help. See you next week. I have no idea what the topic will be.